So when we get karmic reactions, we often get punished without being told what is the cause for which we are being punished. So how is this just? Yes, there are two ways of looking at this. First is that there is a transition from one life to another life by which we get an opportunity to make fresh beginnings. And that's why there is, to make a, if, you know, sometimes some people live too much in the past. You know, oh, if only I had done that, if only they had spoken like this, if only I had done this, then they just can't live. And especially if some loved one passes away, then people live in grief for very long. And then they are told, you have to come out of your grief. How long can you stay in grief like that? So, living in the past is not very healthy. Learning from the past is healthy, but living in the past is not very healthy. And if we had the memory of all our past lives, it would be just overload for our head. Even in this life, if we started remembering everything from the past at all the moments or at any moment, it would be very confusing for us. We remember some things, we don't remember much of the things. So there is this, the memory overload for us is avoided by the breakages from one life to another. So usually we don't remember our past lives. Most people don't remember their past lives, most of us. Now that allows us to make fresh beginnings each lifetime. And as a part of the system of a fresh beginning each lifetime, now if suddenly we are given flashbacks of a previous lifetime and we did something wrong, then it would disorient us a lot. And ultimately, when we talk about karma, the principle of karmic learning is more of it's a subconscious osmosis. It's not so much of a conscious choice. The osmosis means, like, say now I'm speaking to you. Now I know that I'm using my language. You are using language. But if somebody asks me, when exactly did I learn A, B, C, D, E, F, G? Now I may not remember exactly. Am I using a particular word right now? Somebody asked me, when did I learn this particular word? I may not remember that. But all that language has become integrated into me. It's like osmosis. It's just going in, and then it comes out. So like that, when we learn principles also of living, they are the subconscious osmosis that happens. It all, that learning percolates inwards. So it's not just that when a particular reaction comes, at that particular time alone we are meant to learn about the wrong thing that we had done in the previous life. That reaction itself contributes to changing our mentality, especially if we are spiritually oriented. So that's the first aspect to it. That the learning is subconscious, it's more like osmosis learning. And we would have too much of a memory overload if we remembered everything. So for example, if I just am walking along, I slip and fall. Now, if you start going in causal chain, did I slip and fall because there was water over here and I didn't notice the water? Or did I slip and fall because I had done some karma in my previous life? It could just get, once you start getting into causes, it can become very, very complex, very confusing. So it can become a low overload for our head. That's the first thing. The second thing is that, this is from a more practical perspective, that we all have to go through life, and while go through life, we adopt that system of thinking, or we could say that worldview, that philosophy, that makes the most sense. So, from the ultimate perspective, karma, if you look at what are the alternatives, I said basically there are three alternatives only. Everything happens by chance. Everything happens by the arbitrary will of God. Everything work happens by a system of justice under the working of God. I have only these three choices. What else can I believe, broadly speaking? So, if you compare among these three choices, everything happens by chance. As I said, that's a doctrine of helplessness. And we don't function in our life like that. We do...
Sorry, okay.
Please, good. You also not taken? Okay. So, we work towards that's a doctrine of helplessness. We normally assume cause and effect connection in our day-to-day work. And then similarly, to say that God is arbitrary and cruel, how can we connect with such a God? How can we devote ourselves to such a God? So, from the intellectual point of view, we can say that karma is the least unsatisfactory explanation. It is not really very fully satisfactory, because as you rightly said, we don't know the exact cause about why we are getting a particular reaction. But with the kind of knowledge that we have, this is the thing, this is the worldview that can help us to make the most sense. And that's how we accept and move onwards. And more importantly, if you understand that karma is more of subconscious learning rather than conscious choosing. See, broadly speaking, that way, even in our Shastra, nobody takes karma in that past sense. Say, when Sita is kidnapped, nobody goes and tells Sita, it was your own karma because of your kidnap. Because when we act in this world, we have to act based on this world. So, why was Sita kidnapped? No, because Ravana was lusty for her. Because Ravana has conspired and misled everyone else and he took her. So, if a thief robs a person, and a citizen goes to the king and says that, I've been robbed. And the king says, it was your past karma because of you got robbed. Whole system of justice will collapse. So nobody does, even in scripture, nobody does like that. So in terms of functioning in this world, when we face some sudden problems and we can't make out the cause for it. So if we ask the question why, ultimately there is no answer for this. We may not come to know the answer. So why this, if I ask, I don't know the answer. But if I ask how now, oh God, this has happened, how do I act now, how do I serve you now, how do I move forward now, that can show us the way ahead. That's why karma is ultimately a pragmatic philosophy. It's not so much about what choices I did in the past and which consequences I have got for which choices. It is more about, so karma is not for post-mortem. Post-mortem, something has been done and I analyze. After a person has died, karma is not for post-mortem. It is more for prognosis. That means, if I make this choice, this consequence will come. If I make this choice, this consequence will come. Therefore, let me make wise choices now. That is the focus of the principle of karma. Okay?
Can I have one more question?